that it's gonna have like four inches of snow tomorrow. So we're excited.
Yes,
I know, because we have 80 degree weather. Anyway, I'm Jade.
Oh, we almost forgot.
And I'm Luna.
Yay, we live up and
high five again.
High five again.
I don't know if we're professional. Never let that lie happen.
Please no, because those people are boring.
I know.
If you're a professional and you're out there, you're not the boring ones.
And there's other boring ones.
But other ones that don't watch the show.
Yes, absolutely.
We're important people. But
I know, so let's hurry up and introduce our books. Okay, so we are two of the wonderful people.
Can you reach it? Just reach it.
Oh, it's so short. You know I'm short. Okay, of the what? Of the 15 and I thought ladies. But literally, we are the women of the women team. So that's exciting. And we wrote these books, and I thought The Horse Was Bad with Other Life Lessons, and I thought Grown Up Was Easy.
Being Grown Up Was Easy.
Yeah, Being Grown Up Was Easy. I don't even know the title of my own book, y'all. Y'all know that by now. And I thought I could juggle it all, and I thought I did my journey alone, and I thought I had it all figured out, a fiction episode one, and very soon, you guys. Very, very soon.
No, it's already on sale.
I thought he was the one. As promised, like, for 2 years, we finally got
probably
it.
Not
high five. Everything's
fine. Oh, wait, hold on. Workbook. We also have the And I Thought Workbook. In case you want to improve yourself and or get over trauma.
We can just listen to our show and improve yourself. You know, that's life. Anyway, all this is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and AndWeThought.com. You guys, you go to AndWeThought.com. I'm going to need you to let me finish. We need to. She needs to make money. Anyway.
If you go to AndWeThought.com,
go to the ladies page, go down to the bottom and see the charities that we proudly support. And you guys, maybe you can support them too. We really appreciate it. And we have Just Writing Life that's available on Amazon.com and Channel 18 in Sacramento, California. And now I am done. Bam. Wonderful guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am so excited to be on your show with your energy. My name is Sheila Anderson. I own Image Power Play. I'm a corporate image consultant and impression management and personal brand expert. I'm all about your look and how you appear.
No, and her glasses are everything, you guys.
That's pretty awesome.
I was so close to buying a pair like that, and I was like, I don't think I can pull it off. But you pull it off so nicely.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. So how did you get started?
You know, I got into business to solve my own problem. And for years and years and years, I felt stifled by the rules that society places on people and what they think is beautiful and how you should and how they think you should look and how you should appear. And I saw so many people running around, and they appeared cookie cutter to me. Everybody kind of looked the same, and there wasn't a lot of personality or individuality. I've always had a weight issue that I've dealt with. I don't call it a problem. It's part of who I am, and it's part of my life, and I just embrace it and I rock it. And there was many times that I was in plus-size stores or in a plus-size department in a store, and I would be there standing there in tears because the fashions weren't as hip or as awesome as what you saw, maybe the regular size clothing, and it made me mad. It really, really made me mad. So I got mad, and I thought, this is wrong, and you should be able to look beautiful at any size, no matter what size you are. And so that's how I got started. I thought, I got so mad that I just thought, I can figure out how to always look nice at whatever size I am. I'm very creative by nature, so that helped. For me, it was like an art project. I became like my own art project.
Wait, you sound, okay, I understand why Jade likes you so much.
Yes, uh-huh.
She used to do this for people in high school, where she would be like that. Everyone's like, oh, they're super nerdy. And she was like, you just don't understand. There's like 3 or 4 assets on them, and if they change their clothes, they'd be perfect. And she used to remake people, make them super popular.
Make them super popular.
It's, oh my gosh.
The people that like I'll walk into a store and they'll be like, oh yeah, I went to school with Jade. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. So then you ask about like she calls her twins. You're like, do you know her twins? Oh, who doesn't know the twins from there? And I was like, you guys don't recognize, she like literally made them. She remade them and everything, how to act
good music to listen to. But the thing is, I totally 110% agree with you that it doesn't matter your size or people's conventional beauty doesn't mean that it's, when you're outside of that, does not mean it's not beautiful. It just
right.
You have to show it in a different way. And that's what I was trying to do for these people because they were sad and depressed and people were making fun of them. And that wasn't right. They had beautiful souls and beautiful spirits. And so I needed people to see that. And unfortunately, in this society, we go by what's on the outside, not what's on the inside. So I need to explain what they had on the outside.
So how did you take this art project for yourself and make it into a business, monetize it?
Well, it wasn't easy. It never is easy. I'd like to tell you I did it in like 6 months and I was good, but it took a long time. And what I found is Jade, just like you, people started asking me to help them pick out clothing or to help them shop. And I found a lot of people don't like to shop. And so I ended up first starting to shop for people. And my husband was happy because I was spending other people's money. And I'm thinking, this might be a business. So again, people started asking me for help, and I enjoyed it. And I thought, if I can make, and I got to watch people be so happy when they were in the right outfit or the right fits, and they were bringing out that inner essence inside that now exuded externally.
Exactly.
And it touched me, and I thought, man, if I can help people feel better about themselves, I'm all about that. So I started a style business. I've been doing that for about 20 years, and then I rebranded a couple years ago to focus on personal branding more than just appearance. So how do you show up online, and how are you communicating? And to make sure you're doing it intentionally and being consistent and being you.
Exactly. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, you know I love him, so she can show up and say Jimmy.
Wish you never saw
a guy.
So I did it for two reasons, because I wanted to give people a tool to help them. And the other reason I wanted personal growth,
mm-hmm.
because I don't like writing, and it was never really fun for me. So I have my new book. I see you. So reading life back into your personal brand. So it's about the I is being intentional. The C is being consistent, and the U is being you. So now that, and then once you have that all put together, now society and everybody else, now I see you. Now you become visible. So.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, so that's, I'm excited, and it just launched in New York City, actually Sunday night, this past week.
Yes. Did you go to the launch party?
Yes.
It was gorgeous. It was everything.
See what I'm saying? I missed these things. She was like, did you see it? And I was like, see what?
I'm so excited for her. I'm so excited for her book to come out. I was like, you guys, this is going to be amazing. It's amazing. So.
Thank you. Yeah.
So quickly, where can we find you?
I know. Because we're
out of time now.
I'm everywhere. So I have a website, imagepowerplay.com. I'm on Twitter as Image Power Play. On Facebook, I have a personal page, Sheila Moore Anderson. I have a business page at Image Power Play. I'm on Instagram, kind of everywhere. But if you go to my website, imagepowerplay.com, I have links to all my social media. I'd love to hear from you. And you can buy my book on Amazon.
Definitely. Hey, so that's it.
I know. So I guess it's time to wrap up, you guys. I completely forgot. I was so excited to have our guest on today. I'm excited to have all of our guests on, and I hope you guys got to learn something from her. But we are your ladies. You can find out everything that we're doing on Amazon. And Rethought.com. You guys,
something to say this time.
Okay, can I just say it was within my coffee? Okay, now I have something to say.
You guys, please, please, please buy tickets for the Inspirational Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference. Yes, I say the whole title. It's in person at Sacramento State University, or you can see it online. You can find more information about that at Rethought.com, and tickets are not that expensive.
So I personally vote for being virtual, because who doesn't want to learn some inspirational stuff while in their pajamas and drinking their coffee? Still being warm and home. Just saying, some good improvement stuff. Check all that out on andwethought.com. Just remember, you guys, that wisdom is all around you. And
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona
and